You're listening to SBS News.
Flex on them. Girls don't flex on them. Ball like Mike. Yeah, you know we ball all night.
Girl Zone is a hip-hop group of 5, 12 to 13-year-olds from inner Melbourne. Achol, Atong, Nyawech, Akwech and Zoe. They began recording music together at an after-school program, providing a space for kids from the area's public housing estates to be creative. The girls first played local block parties and have progressed to opening for international acts when they come to Melbourne. Now they've been invited to play Hobart's famous Dark Mofo Festival. In their second single, Flex on Them, the group raps about playing basketball, female empowerment, and spending time with family. Twelve-year-old Akwech's parents fled South Sudan to escape unrest. She was born in Melbourne and now lives in the inner north suburb of Fitzroy. She explains why she's excited to go on the trip.
All the activities we're doing, we're doing hiking, and cooking, and they're I'm looking forward to it. Dark Mofo, it's lots of people are there, and we saw the stage, it's really big.
With the exception of 13-year-old Zoe, who has Vietnamese and Greek heritage, the members of Girl Zone have Sudanese backgrounds. Zoe says she only recently started to enjoy listening to rap music.
I always liked R&B, but I never used to like rap. I went to 2 schools in primary school. Not much of the students listened to rap and R&B, but then I moved to my other primary school and they listened to more R&B and rap.
To get Girl Zone to Dark Mofo, the festival paid for flights, accommodation, performance payments and a food allowance. A crowdfunding campaign aimed at allowing the girls to explore Hobart while they're there also raised just under $2,000 in a single month. Christabel Elliott, a volunteer from the girls' after-school program, will be accompanying them to Tasmania as one of 2 guardians.
I'm really excited for them. I think they're going to smash it. And I'm just excited for them to experience going on holiday together to Tasmania and seeing Hobart. I think will be really fun and exciting for them.
The girls all grew up together, but this year all began secondary school in different suburbs. That's made it challenging to coordinate practice and performances, but Ms. Elliott says it's worth the persistence.
It's a way for them to connect as friends, because especially because now they've moved away, the times that they, all 5 of them, get together, just them, is a real bonding experience. It does give them a platform and a voice. They get up on stage and they grow. It's pretty amazing. And you're my next target,
but no need to fear. In Flex on Them, one lyric boasts,
your diploma, I'll be famous worldwide. Rapping on the big stage and you'll be on the curbside.
It's a fun, tongue-in-cheek line, but what would it be like if Girl Zone actually performed overseas? Akwech says she'd like to go to the United States.
Because there's lots of people and people who I look up to there. It would be really good because it would be a different experience.
Zoe says being famous would have both perks and downfalls.
It would be a really different experience to how we are now. It can be harder in some ways and easier in other ways. I mean, it could be easier to get the stuff we want and then harder to go shopping sometimes.
Ms. Elliott says the girls can take their music as far as they want to, but their main priority is finishing school.
I always put the decisions of what they want in their hands, and I just always tell them I'm there to facilitate that. But at the end of the day, it's up to them, and it's about keeping it fun, especially at this age. It should be fun and exciting, and just about gaining experiences in a secure environment.
Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.